Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you had a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed all the football. I hope you enjoyed the baseball. Man, we got so much to get into. We got things going on tonight as well. How about this? In an hour from now, we got a Monday Night Football doubleheader. We got the Buccaneers and the Lions. Later tonight, we got the Texans and the Seahawks. We got a Game 7 in the American League Championship Series. We have the Mariners and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays bouncing back from an 0-2 hole, and now we got a Game 7 going down in Toronto. The winner of that game is going to take on the Dodgers. Good luck. Okay, we saw the Eagles bounce back. Otani on Friday, when we left the studio, he continued to play the game of baseball in God mode. The Jets and Giants need God. We got a couple of coaches in college who got the boot. Billy Napier finally gone. No longer with the Gators. A 3-4 record to start. They told him no thank you. Jay Norvell gone. No longer available to criticize Deion Sanders for wearing glasses. And so we got a lot to get into. The NBA is back tomorrow. Tua and the Dolphins lose again. Tua got benched. Hilarious. Okay. We got a lot to discuss. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM. It's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Here's the deal, folks. You want to be a part of the show? You can do that too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I'm on X. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on all of the things. I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to our producer. He's not here in Atlanta. He is in New York City. A big thank you to Ryan Botcher. We got some guests who are going to come through as well. Bill Bender, always a great conversation with him. He's going to come through with us courtesy of the Sporting News to talk about some of these college football moves. And then we had some games that went on as well, of course. We saw Vandy go out there and beat LSU, Indiana number one, Alabama over Tennessee. And so we'll have a chat, all things college football, with Bill Bender next hour. And then to talk about the Dodgers and Ohtani, I guess Ohtani and the Dodgers, Michael Duarte is going to come through and join us from NBC in Los Angeles. So that's going to be a fun conversation. Looking forward to having that chat with Michael later on in the show. Botcha, did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. No qualms on my side.
That's good. How about this, man? We're leaving the studio. And then Ohtani does exactly what we had a conversation about. The guy goes out there and completely loses his mind. I mean, the only thing, and we'll dive a little bit deeper, but it's just crazy to me. The only thing Ohtani did not do on Friday when we left the studio is basically go out there and, I don't know, hit for the cycle. But, I mean, three bombs? Bocce, you go play Lotto or something, okay? You got the magic touch right now.
I wasted it all on that one.
On Friday?
All my luck picking that Ohtani three homer.
All your luck on Ohtani.
Yeah.
Next time, Ohtani, do better, man. Go out there and hit four. Yeah, man. So that kind of started the weekend off for us. That Friday night game where the Dodgers went out there and beat the Brewers. And then I guess the end of the weekend, the sports weekend, was an ugly one. Like, there was nothing fun about last night watching the 49ers beat the Falcons. That game was crap. I mean, the Niners won 20-10. Falcons didn't even know how many guys they needed on the football field. At one point in time, the defense had 10 guys on the field. Raheem Morris is standing around going, yeah, guys, that's my fault. I mean, everybody was expecting him to throw somebody under the bus. But he's like, no, that's my fault. And speaking of throwing people under the bus, nice article today about how Russell Westbrook could not stand LeBron James and called him a fraud. I love it. I love a good beef. Anyway, we'll get into that later on in the show. I did not love the game last night, but congratulations to the 49ers because they're still out there winning. Okay, it doesn't matter who goes down. They still kick. Bosa is out for the season. Okay, we got Fred Warner. He's sitting up in a skybox in a suite. This man's leg is in a cast. He's out for the season. One of the best linebackers in the game. Brock Purdy did not play. Okay, he's still dealing with that toe and the shoulder. It's crazy. The 49ers are 5-2 despite all of the injuries. And they're putting the entire game on the back of a dude who just last season was always hurt. He had to go to Europe to try to get better. And that is Christian McCaffrey. 129 yards rushing, 72 yards receiving, a touchdown in the air and then also on the ground. Like, there's nothing that Christian McCaffrey can't do. I mean, the only thing that would knock out the 49ers is if his body said, all right, guys, this is a little too much, especially after the injuries from last year. So Christian McCaffrey, man, he's bananas. I mean, he's back to all-pro level, and he might as well be of the 49ers offense right now. Kyle Shanahan says he's that guy.
He's huge. I mean, he's the most consistent player I've been around. I mean, he just allows you to stay on track. He gets every yard in the run game and more. And what he does in the pass game, just it's rare you're going to throw the ball to him and not get a completion.
Yeah, you give that guy the ball, he's going to catch the ball. He's going to do some damage with it. Speaking of catching the ball, good on the 49ers. I just told you about everybody on that damn team who's hurt. Kudos to George Kittle for being back. Look, he ain't catching no passes yesterday. He was targeted twice. He didn't get a reception. But he's out there blocking. He's one of the best blocking tight ends in the entire league. And so to have him back out there is certainly a boon for Christian McCaffrey. You know, I mean, even George Kittle's like, listen, man, the goal for that guy, for Christian McCaffrey, I want him to win Offensive Player of the Week. Listen.
Coach Fleury started doing this when he became our tight ends coach. He wants all the tight ends to like, get up in front of the room and set a goal. So, I mean, anywhere from dominate the edges, tight end touchdown, you know, whatever goals. And my goal this week was CMC NFC Player of the Week. And if I actually called that, that might be the best guess of all time. But I think 200 yards and two touchdowns has a shot for it. But that was my goal going to this game.
Yeah, that was his goal. Well, I mean, damn it, with the performance that he had, it wouldn't surprise me if he did go out there and win NFC Player of the Week. Now, there was another guy named Matthew Stafford yesterday, and smacking up the Jacksonville Jaguars, he decided to throw five touchdowns. So, I don't know. Maybe Matthew Stafford will walk away with that award. I mean, he's first in the NFL right now with 17 touchdown passes. We're a long ways away from talking about Matthew Stafford and his bad back. Let's actually listen to Christian McCaffrey, because even he was out there kissing George Kittle's backside, as he should.
You know, even when he doesn't have a big statistical game, the attention that he draws is, it opens so much up. You know, I mean, that's why, you know, football is the biggest team game on the planet. It always has been, it always will be. When you got guys like that on the field, just their presence alone strikes a lot of fear in coordinators, you know, and so you have to keep eyes on them.
Yeah, good for Christian McCaffrey. I know that guy goes to work and just goes, it's just me by myself. And God bless them. They were able to 5-2. I don't know how they're doing this. Their next opponent, they're going to take on the Houston Texans. The Texans will be in action tonight as they take on the Seattle Seahawks. And now here's the bad part. I don't know how long this is going to last for the 49ers. Like, 5-2 is great. But I think at this point in time, the 49ers are just out-kicking their coverage, to use an NFL term. I mean, think about the division. I just told you about the Seattle Seahawks. The Los Angeles Rams, just mentioned them, and Stafford's 5-touchdown day yesterday. The Rams are 5-2. Seattle is 4-2. And hell no, I don't trust Sam Darnold. I don't give a damn what he's doing. I'm happy that he's having another great season, especially given for what he did last year. I'm not trusting him. But Seattle is 4-2. The Rams are 5-2. And Arizona is just crap, so let's not even talk about them. I don't know how much longer this is going to last. I think by the time we get to the end of the season, the San Francisco 49ers should be happy if they're out there competing for a wild card, because these injuries are going to add up. And yeah, sure, God bless Mac Jones and everybody that's hurt. Brock Purdy will come back. They don't have enough to win. They don't have enough to do damage in the postseason. The 49ers and their fans should be happy now that they're 5-2, that they still have a chance to go to the postseason. But I don't even think, when it's all said and done, I don't even believe that the 49ers are going to win the NFC West. I think that title belongs to the Los Angeles Rams. Hey, Bocci, do you see San Francisco winning with all these injuries?
I don't. I think that when Brock Purdy comes back, they'll fall back to 500. I just don't know if it's them running off of adrenaline right now and just trying to get the last squeeze of who's not hurt, but teams will adjust and they'll be back to 500.
Ooh, ouch. You predicting a little bit of a quarterback controversy here with Purdy? It can't be. He's getting 50 mil, but you think they're going to have some beef soon?
I don't think it's controversy. I just think that teams will have a way to cover everyone on the Niners, and then Brock Purdy is not a guy who's going to carry a team like Josh Allen, so they're not going to win games that they shouldn't.
I could hear this at the end of the season now. People are going to be destroying Brock Purdy. We gave him $50 million, and then he got hurt, and now he's dealing with a foot, and then we bring in Mac Jones, and he's decent, he's good, he's bad, he's everything in between. Let's just throw Mac Jones back out there, because he held the fort down while Brock Purdy was gone. Okay? And I mean, Mac Jones ain't do nothing yesterday. They got through an interception, didn't help him go out there and account for a score. It is just, it could be worse, right? I mean, the 49ers could already be completely cooked for the entire season, but they still at least have a little bit of life. I told you they got the Texans up next later on this evening as a part of tonight's Monday Night Football doubleheader, of which I hate so much. At least they're not playing at the same damn time. We have the Texans taking on those Seahawks. Let's see if the Seahawks, who have a record of 4-2, let's see if they can join that 5-2 grouping. A matter of fact, there was another team that played last night. Okay, I mentioned them. They sucked. It was the Falcons. Okay, Bijan Robinson only had 40 yards rushing. Michael Penix Jr. threw for 240 yards. That didn't amount to a damn thing. He had one touchdown, and it was just a pathetic showing. And they didn't want to talk about it too much after the game. And can you blame them? It was ugly. Raheem Morris says, man, we played like crap.
Anytime you play a team like this and the quality opponents you're playing, you got to be on the screws with every single thing. And we were not tonight. That situation happened at the end of the half. It happened in 2 minutes at the end of the half. And it happened at the end of the game. Those things happen, and that's why they won the football game.
Man, how you got 10 guys on defense? Like, you got one guy that didn't know he was supposed to be out on the field. How do you do that?
People can't count. One, two. There's probably another injury that someone didn't want to go back in. There's probably a couple different reasons. It's just on the team for not noticing.
Somebody was out there sleeping. How are you sleeping on the job? I mean, well, Tony La Russa fell asleep on the job, but he's elderly. I understand that. Anyway, the Falcons stunk. Michael Penix Jr. says we stunk. Listen to this.
I feel like we had a lot of opportunities to win this game today. I feel like we didn't capitalize on the big time ones, you know, the big fourth down, you know, late in the game. And, you know, it's different times, you know, just small things that we missed as an offense to be able to come out victorious today. I feel like the defense gave us a lot of opportunities to take advantage of, you know, the opportunity that we had, which was to get a lead. And we just didn't capitalize whenever we needed to.
It's pretty hilarious. Well, it's not hilarious. Michael Penix Jr. on the season, 5 touchdowns, to three interceptions. Like, he can deliver the ball down the field, but putting it in the end zone is not something that the Falcons have successfully done. And so right now the Atlanta Falcons fall to 3-3. And what I was saying is actually hilarious, is here in Atlanta, you know, seeing all the clips and the social media postings of the Falcons, Kirk Cousins pops up in a lot of these pieces. You know, he's a funny guy. I mean, he's just popping up. You wouldn't tell that he's the backup quarterback. And I guess life is easy and not that damn bad when you're getting $28 million to just be a backup. And oh yeah, by the way, the trade deadline is November 4th. I don't see any signs of anybody in the NFL saying, we want to go ahead and add Kirk Cousins. I mean, if you're the Cincinnati Bengals and you said, we'll take Joe Burrow, yeah, a little bit different bringing him in and saying, oh, we'll take Kirk Cousins and his $28 million salary. So I don't think Kirk Cousins is going anywhere. Yeah, we talked about Ohtani starting the weekend off on Friday. Absolutely amazing. Last night, the 49ers beating the Falcons. That game sucked. Congratulations to the Niners for not looking like trash. And I guess, the Falcons, there's a lot of hype around them based on last week. It's like, oh, you beat the Buffalo Bills. Oh, best this, best that. What happened yesterday? Falcons are going to falcon. Don't be so quick to jump on a bandwagon. I still think they are they're an average team. I think they're slightly above average, but they are what their record says they are. They are 3-3 right the hell now. We got two more games, as I just mentioned, that'll close things up this week. In an hour from now, we got Tampa Bay taking on Detroit. We have Seattle and Houston later on tonight, about 4 hours from now. So we got a lot of football. We got a Game 7 in Toronto between the Mariners and the Blue Jays. We're going to keep you up to date on everything as the day and night continues on. I told you we will be joined by Bill Bender from the Sporting News to talk some college football. We have Michael Duarte, who will join us from NBC LA to talk about these Los Angeles Dodgers. We got Russell Westbrook, who apparently thinks LeBron James is a phony. Tua Tagovailoa got benched. His coach, Mike McDaniel. Well, Mike McDaniel still not fired. We got a bunch of coaches who got fired. Billy Napier is gone. Jay Norvell is gone. We're going to talk football, baseball. The NBA season starts tomorrow. We got a lot to get into. You want to call me? You can do that, too. Here's the number. Pay attention. 888-710-4ISN. Phone lines are open. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, you know what? Let's talk about the good. Let's talk about Ohtani, who all of a sudden turned on God mode on Friday. And I think it's very, very simple. Ohtani is the best baseball player ever. I got no problem saying that. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold. Listening to this music. While you wait and wait and... wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you the Falcons stunk last night. Hopefully you didn't stay awake to see it. But one guy who does not stink, and I tweeted this out. I got plenty of messages over the weekend. I had messages on Friday. Is Shohei Ohtani. He is the opposite of anybody that stinks. I said anytime I refer to Shohei Ohtani, I will now refer to him as the baseball god. Because that's exactly what he is. I mean, this dude, and is anybody surprised? I'm not. I mean, we talked about it right here on the airwaves. The guy is a great pitcher. The guy is a great hitter. As a matter of fact, he's not even great. The guy is, he's a baseball god. We saw what he did on Friday. We were right here on the air where he started the game against the Brewers. Game number 4 to close things out and advance to the World Series. Shohei Ohtani went out there and struck out 3 guys to start the game. And then he immediately hit a leadoff home run. And Batra and I sat here and were just like, watch him go out there and get 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Because once you get 1, you know, these things start to go in bunches. And that's exactly what he did. And these home runs that Ohtani hit, they were not cheap. I mean, this guy was sending these baseballs, like, literally out of the damn stadium. He's a freak. Like, I got no shame in my game. You know, I did not see Babe Ruth play. I'm sure you never saw Babe Ruth either. Bacha, do you think anybody listening saw Babe Ruth play?
Maybe 1 or 2 people.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, one or two guys lived to be 120. Yeah, well, damn it, yeah, you did. Here's the facts, people. I don't care about no Barry Bonds. I don't. Okay? I don't care about no Willie Mays. I don't care about any of these people, okay? God bless them. The fact is, none of them, zero, zip, zilch, have hit and pitch at the same time. That's it. Like, there's nothing else. He's doing both. I mean, we can look at the performance of Barry Bonds and, drug-induced and what have you, and we can go ahead and look at the numbers. Throw him out, okay? We can look at all of it. The fact that he is doing both at an all-star Hall of Fame level is just ridiculous. We have never seen it in baseball. I got no qualms of calling Shohei Ohtani the greatest ever. Has he had the greatest career ever? I'm not prepared to say that. Let's see what the rest of his career looks like. But as it stands, this exact moment in time, this version of Shohei Ohtani is the best baseball player I have ever seen in my life. Okay, I haven't been around for 100 plus years, 140, 150 years, but I know this is the best ever. He's big, he's strong. Last year, he's stealing bases when he doesn't have to pitch on the mound. Like, he's the best ever. And everybody knows it. I mean, listen to this home run. This was his third home run that gave the Dodgers a 5-0 lead on Friday night. Listen to this.
The big righty McGill sets on the mound. Here's the pitch. And Ohtani drives one, left center field, did you? Gone! Shohei Ohtani, the stuff of legend!
Yo, you're not supposed to do that. You're not. Let's listen to Shohei through his interpreter, the new guy who's not robbing him. Listen to Shohei talk about this performance that he put on.
As I stated before, there were at times during the postseason where Teo and Mookie, picked me up. And, this time around, it was my turn to be able to perform. And I think just looking back over the course of the entire postseason, I haven't performed to the expectation. But I think today we saw what the left-handed hitters could do.
Yeah. I mean, before that game, Shohei Ohtani was batting 103. Just in that game, it's not who cares, right? But he was able to up his batting average to 220 overall. And, I mean, even if you go back to last year, even in that World Series, like, Shohei Ohtani stunk then. Okay, he was dealing with a shoulder issue. Freddie Freeman ended up winning MVP. Shohei Ohtani, I can't say he's along for the ride. The guy won an MVP. But everybody knows how important he is. Like, there's that one scene, and Batra, I think you know what I'm talking about. I think after the third home run, it was just every Dodger, they looked like they were kids. It didn't seem like Shohei was a teammate anymore. Like, everybody was in awe.
They're in the presence of something that is not human at that point. And I feel like even as baseball players, they can sit there, and it's tough for them to put into context how good this game was for Ohtani, because no one does this. No one hits three homers and throws six innings. So I wouldn't be even shocked if they look at him as a different person anymore.
He's in a league of his own. Oh, yeah, six innings, 10 strikeouts, didn't give up no runs. Dave Roberts, he knew after he struck out three and then hit that damn home run. Dave Roberts, I guess he's like LeBron James. He knows everything. Dave Roberts said, I knew he was going to have a great night. No kidding.
I think there was a lot of talk on he was scuffling at the plate. He doesn't swing the bat well when he's pitching, and all those things, I think, were fuel to his fire. And so today when he took the mound, you can see the focus, the intent.
Oh, yeah, you can throw all of that out of the damn window. All of it. Unfortunately for the Brewers, their season is over. I know a lot of their fans are apparently not happy with that, despite beating the Dodgers six times in the regular season, going 6-0. Pat Murphy, their manager, is just like, listen, man, that Ohtani guy, he's a freak.
We faced a really, really talented team that played really, really good. We were part of tonight, an iconic, you know, maybe the best individual performance ever in a postseason game. I don't think anybody can argue with that. Guy punches out 10 and hits three homers.
Yeah, who does that? Like, you're not supposed to. Nobody does that. You're either good enough to just pitch or you're good enough to just hit. And to have a guy come out who can actually just go out there and do both is just, it's mind-boggling. Shout outs to my guy, Charlie. Charlie's like, yo, the New York Giants could use him right now. Not the Giants. The Jets could use him. And I'm like, Bacha, how long would it take Shohei Ohtani to learn how to throw a football? A week?
Traditionally, I'd say for him, it's probably like 3 days. But for anybody else, probably say a couple months.
Probably do it in an afternoon. Here, Shohei, this is how you throw a football. The guy be out there next to you, you're looking at Patrick Mahomes. I'm like, what is this guy doing out here? And it's hard to have any comp, because Babe Ruth pitched and then he hit. Okay, he didn't do both at the same time. I think it was 1919, I think, is probably where he had the switch. Nobody does both. Could you imagine if Barry Bonds was out there? If Barry, Bacha, tell me if this is accurate. It's like if Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens had a baby.
It's a lot of roids. But yeah.
It's a lot of roids, right?
Clemens is a little bit better pitching, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's the
What do you want to call the guy? Mike Mussina? Oh, come on now.
Even he was great too, but the point is that Ohtani is being compared to two guys who are Hall of Famer caliber, with Barry Bonds and Clemens, so that's just how crazy good he is.
Yeah, this is not supposed to happen. It's really not. And so now you got the Dodgers, waiting on the victor tonight. They've been beating the hell out of each other. The Blue Jays coming back from an 0-2 hole. It's a force of game seven here against the Mariners. And now you got the Dodgers just sitting around. Dave Roberts is like, okay, we won the World Series last year. They don't have nothing to do with this year.
I just don't think that, what we did last year has any bearing on this year. There's a lot of guys in that room that weren't a part of last year's team, and we want to win this year. We want to win for the 2025 team and, let people talk about all that other stuff afterward. But, we got two teams that want what we want, potentially, right? So once that series gets over, we'll prepare for whatever team it is, and like I said on stage, our job's not done, and we got four more games to win.
Yeah, let's see who advances tonight between the Mariners and the Jays. Who's going to represent the American League? It's just really hard to make any comps. I saw some clips online, and people were posing questions about, like, what is this comparable to? Like, if you're not a baseball fan, like, from a basketball standpoint, it's difficult. When you play basketball, you're supposed to play offense and you're supposed to play defense. Not everybody does that. And then in the NFL, I guess we got Travis Hunter. He ain't nowhere near any of this. I don't know. This is tough. This is like if Peyton Manning went out there and played, I don't know, on the defensive side of the ball. He got off the field on offense and then he went and played defensive end. Like, this is – Bacha, is there a comp to any of this?
Not really. NBA, definitely not. It's like maybe I would say not Wilt's 100, but maybe like an 80, like Kobe's 81. It's kind of be close to that.
This what, as an individual performance?
Yeah, it's got to be close to that in basketball terms. But then other sports, it's just not possible to put into terms how good this was.
Yeah, it's like Peyton Manning and Ray Lewis. It's like, hey, I could have 2 sacks in a game and then throw, you know, 3 or 4 touchdowns. Like, what Ohtani did is nuts. And we got Rich Ackerman getting ready to deliver the news. Rich, have you ever – I know you've never seen anything like that. Is he the greatest player you've ever seen?
You know, he's the most unique. Greatest, you know, he's up there. I'd have to think about it, but certainly most unique. I'd have to say that.
Oh, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, he's doing double duty and doing it at a crazy – and what else is he going to do?
Hit
like, is he
runs.
Ever going to say again?
Hit 4 home runs.
I'm saying. What else can he do after this? Like, I just want to know, out of just curiosity, and time will tell, is that going to be the best game that he ever has in his career?
Well, I guess it's still open, you know? That's I think what's so unique about it, though, also, is that I don't think people realize how hard it is to do both.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And doing them both simultaneously at such a high level.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there were so many conversations about fatigue and is he tired and how does he do all of this? And he got no problem. He's doing it. So I can't wait to see if he has another one of these. Like, what is he going to do one day? Is he going to hit? Is it going to be in a postseason? That's one. And then one day, is he going to wake up and say, you know what? Here's a complete game shutout, you know, with 4 home runs. God forbid the guy pitches a perfect game or no hitter and then hits like 2 or 3 home runs. I wouldn't put it out of the realm of possibility. Highly unlikely. Very, very unlikely. But I'm not putting nothing past that guy. That's the only thing that could really one-up what he did outside of an extra home run or so. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What do you think about Ohtani? Is he the greatest baseball player you've ever seen? Yeah, he's the greatest I've seen. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, yeah, I told you, I think the Jets and Giants could use Ohtani. We'll talk about those losers on the other side. I mean, the Giants are giving up a historic lead. We got the Jets already have benched Justin Fields. I hope they never win another game. So we got a lot to get into. 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for a news flash. You just heard him. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to go from the good, Shohei Ohtani, to both the bad and the ugly. We're going to talk about the Jets and Giants in a second. Let's get to the phone lines, 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to San Francisco, and let's talk to Scott. And Scott, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going? I appreciate you taking the call.
Sure, what's going on?
Hey, so just about the 49ers real quick. So the injuries, not good. It could live with Bosa, Warner, hard to live with.
Yep.
But just, you know, little optimism, you know, thinking like we got two of the best coaches in the game. We got Saleh, Shanahan, Purdy's coming back, Kittle's already back. And I'm just thinking, as long as McCaffrey stays healthy, big if there, I still think we got a shot. Strength of schedule's not bad. We've beaten a couple division opponents. Like, I still think we got a shot at this thing.
Okay, a shot at what specifically, Scott?
Going all the way, man.
A Super Bowl victory?
You got C-Mac, got Shanahan, anything's possible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things possible. Thank you so much, Scott, for calling from San Francisco. Yeah, anything is possible. We heard that. I think Kevin Garnett yelled that after he won that championship with the Celtics. Anything is possible. We know that, but, I mean, realistically, no. Like, no. Like, we talked about this. I mean, shout-outs to the 49ers for being 5-2. I mean, he just named two of the injuries, Warner, Bosa. He mentioned Purdy when Purdy comes back. How about Pearsall? He ain't play yesterday. You had Kittle who made his return. Like, they're too busted up. I mean, there are other NFL teams that are healthier with better players. It's really that simple. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. Shout outs to the 49ers. Yeah, they played good. Beat up on the Falcons yesterday. Unfortunately, folks, I got to tell you about two teams that got beat up. One historically beat up bad. The New York, and I'm watching this game, I'm going, this is the type of game that you just choke away with a rookie quarterback. And I'm talking about the New York Giants. Okay, they're now 2-5. They lost to the Broncos, who are now 5-2. 33-32. The Giants led 19-0 at halftime. The Broncos scored all 33 damn points in the fourth quarter. Shout-outs to the Denver Broncos. Shout-outs to all the Bronco fans out there. And this is where, this is a pathetic stat if you're a Giant or Giants fan. NFL teams had won 1,602 consecutive games when they led by at least 18 points with less than 6 minutes to go. The New York Giants just said, screw that. And they lost. I can't believe it. They allowed them to score, the Broncos, on five straight drives. Jackson Dart had a good game, 3 touchdowns. One of his interceptions at the end of the game led to a score. The Giants players weren't happy with some of the defensive play calling. They felt that they were being a little too passive and not aggressive enough at the end of the game. And then we got Will Lutz, who basically kicked that field goal to win things for the Denver Broncos. And then, you know, this hasn't got talked about as much as I've heard today. Giants kicker going out there, the replacement guy, missing extra points. So everything was extremely painful for the New York Giants. I think Brian Daboll, with his new quarterback, Jackson Dart, I think Daboll will see another season. But yesterday was just absolutely pathetic. Brian Daboll was asked if he's going to change Bowen, who calls the defensive play calls, if he's going to switch things up. Daboll said no.
Are you considering any major changes, whether it's with a coach or a coordinator or a play caller to your staff, or are you just riding with the same guys you have?
Yeah, like I said, there's no, I'm not considering that. But we all got to do a better job. Starts with me. And there's plenty of opportunities to finish that game the way we wanted to, and we didn't get the job done.
Well, they sucked. Jackson Dart, after the game, he was asked about how they bounced back from that.
We play in 6 days, so you can't let one loss lead to another. You got to fix the things that you messed up on, and we got to finish games. I mean, we have to be able to finish the game.
Yeah, they didn't finish the game. He threw an interception late in the game. That stunk. Come on now. And it's not like things are going to get better for the New York Giants. They got the Eagles next. And, I mean, A.J. Brown, God bless him, he hauled in a bunch of yards yesterday. We'll get into that. The Eagles went out there and beat the Vikings. I know some Vikings fans will say the referees beat the Vikings. But it's not going to get easier for the New York Giants. They just missed one. And Bo Nix playing up in Denver, the quarterback up there, he says, hey, all you fans who left early, screw y'all.
Well, I feel bad for the people that left early. A complete team effort in the fourth quarter. It was really bad there for a point. The morale was low on the sideline, but guys never quit. Took a few plays, and then next thing you know, Will Lutz is kicking a game winner. And I can't believe it. I haven't really had one like that, so that's a first for me.
Man, you can't blame anybody for leaving early. Y'all are getting your heads kicked in, 33-0. Like, I may want to go out there and beat traffic. Yeah, it's nice to watch a comeback, but, I mean, I'm trying to beat traffic. What am I going to stick around and watch y'all lose for? Y'all sucked. Nice at the end, but y'all stunk. Hey, Bo Nix over here calling out the fans. Now, you got Sean Payton. He took an opportunity to call out his former quarterback, Russell Wilson. Listen to this.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent 4 of my early years there. Close with the mayor, Tisch family. You know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mayer not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that change would have happened long after our game. But anyway.
Oh, wow. Damn, he wanted to play Russell. Wow, ouch. He wanted to play Russell Wilson so he could whoop that ass. He didn't want to see him out there, damn. Botcher, why is a coach so shady? What, supposed to be a head coach, right? He's being a jerk.
It's Sean Payton. Let's be real.
Yeah, he's always been a jerk. You're right.
It's the media. It changed him.
Damn. Yeah, that guy's a jerk. Wow. Anyway, we know the Giants aren't winning anything. I was really watching that game going, damn, the Giants are really sitting here about to be 3-4, and now they're 2-5. I'm like, wow. Okay. And shout out to the Broncos. They got a great defense. They just played like crap yesterday. And they were able to kind of turn things around in that final quarter as they scored every single drive. And I guess if you're a New York sports fan, you probably don't like the Giants and the Jets. But if you're a Jets fan, things were equally as bad. The Jets lost to the Panthers 13-6. I mean, unfortunately for the Panthers, they won. But Bryce Young is now dealing with an ankle sprain. That sucks. But Justin Fields got benched. Okay, it was just last week that his head coach, Aaron Glenn, was just like, oh, he had a bad game. I'm not going to make a move. He benched him at halftime yesterday. 46 yards passing, 6 of 12. And then you got Tyrod Taylor who comes in. He got to be like almost 50 at this point. No disrespect, Tyrod. He's probably closer to 36. But he goes out there, he throws 2 interceptions. The Jets didn't score a touchdown for the second straight week. If I'm Garrett Wilson, I'm like, man, let me just sit on the sidelines and not show up. Then you get Sauce Gardner, who goes down with a head injury. Breece Hall is dealing with a leg. The Jets are probably trying to move him. And the Jets got the Bengals next. So you know what this means? It means that Joe Flacco is going to cook the New York Jets. And that will be absolutely hilarious as the New York Jets are trying to figure out who the hell is going to be their QB. Aaron Glenn was asked about that today. How are you going to make that decision, man?
It's always best on who gives you the best chance to win. And again, that's what I think. This is a week-to-week league, and you have to make sure you get yourself prepared to win every week because every team gives you different challenges. So my mindset right now is who gives us the best chance to win, to be honest with you.
Oh, boy. Let's hear from Justin Fields. Hey, Justin, how you feel about getting benched? You all right?
A little bit, but at the same time, I can't be mad at the decision. I understand why. It's life. It's football. I've learned to not take anything personal. You know, Coach AG, I think he wanted to see if there was a spark.
So what happens if you don't play? What happens if Tyrod Taylor starts next week? You going to cry? What you going to do?
It's not my decision. I'm here to be the best teammate I can be. I'm here to be the best person I can be. You know, I wish things would have went a little bit different, not only for me, but for this team. So I'm going to show up to work every day the same.
Listen, I like the New York Jets, and I hope the New York Jets lose every single game this season. I hope the New York Jets, who are 0-7, I hope they end up with the number one overall pick. I hope they get themselves the best damn quarterback who plays throughout the rest of the season, because they ain't got no hope here. Justin Fields is not that guy. And they gave him a 2-year contract? What are we doing here? He sucks. You know what? He should start next week just so he can get benched permanently. Said, let him go out there, suck again, and then pull the cord, okay? This is the Jets and Giants stink. Let's put it in the best of terms. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Somebody who doesn't stink, Baker Mayfield. The Bucks are getting ready to take on the Lions. Monday Night Football. We'll talk about that in a second. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.